Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. As you know, every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. here on 101.1, the Oldies Channel. And, you know, every weekend, I know you guys either go to farmer's market, go golfing, you know, taking the grandkids around, but please tell your friends if you can't go to it, listen to the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, people at church. We're a great resource. Every month I do workshops, and a lot of people learn about the workshop from these radio shows. And as you know, you can go to generations808.com, look for all our past shows. And also, by the way, Spectrum. If you have cable, Spectrum, you dial into 883, and the Oldies Channel comes up. Look for 101.1. And we're live every Sunday morning on Spectrum 883. So that's one way to do it, because sometimes my wife gets tired of me watching sports. So she'll say, can we change it, turn off the sports? But and it, as funny as it is, I say, okay, honey, yeah, no problem. I can watch sports later on. I DVR everything, by the way. So anyway, ARP Hawaii is here. The head of ARP Hawaii, Kaylee Lopez, is here calling in. Kaylee, welcome to the show, and happy Friday. We tape these on Aloha Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. And Percy, thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, thank you. You know, as you know, I got started in aging in 2002 with Kini Popo, kind of semi-retiring in 2010, I took over the magazine, and it's just been a blessing to me. We've had so many supporters like ARP Hawaii, the Office on Aging, Elderly Affairs, all the like, and it's been a great run. I'm very, very proud of our team we have, and all the future of our Generations Magazine, including our events, which we're bringing back this year. So thanks to you guys. So anyway, Kaylee, I know you've been there for a few years. Give our audience a little bit about your background. I know I heard from Yvonne Williams that you used to run Olelo here in Oahu.
Well, yes, way back in the day, I was the president and CEO of Olelo Community Television till about 2010, when I joined Governor Abercrombie's administration and became the director of commerce and consumer affairs for 4 years, and that was great experience and helped me a lot with the advocacy that ARP does now. I was also a lobbyist for a brief stint between being at DCCA and finally joining AARP Hawaii about a little over 3 years ago, and it's just been wonderful. I'm so proud and honored to be part of this amazing organization, and like you, Percy, so much of what we do could not be done without volunteers and people who are committed to making a difference in their community. Folks often are surprised to find out that ARP has a staff of 5, including myself, but we are able to do so much because of the committed volunteers and residents we have throughout Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't live without volunteers in any nonprofit, let alone any company. And we do workshops every year, and we want to always have volunteers. But you guys have done so much, and a lot of people are retiring. In fact, I was talking to Chef Michu, who writes for the magazine every once in a while. You know, I'm 63. You go, well, Percy, you're like in the 40s. You know, 63 is the new 43, and it's so true. I tell people, do this test. Think about when your father was 70, let's say, 70. In your mind, you say, wow, Dad looked old. And now you're that age, you know.
And we feel young.
Yeah. My father would play tennis 3 times a week up until 90, you know.
Wow.
And he was very athletic, like, and I hope I can live that long and still play at that age. But it's just something that I think a lot of us baby boomers and the like really, really – have a different mindset, as you know. And that's one thing great about ARP, and I just got your magazine, by the way, in the mail. But you guys always do workshops. But yeah, tell a little bit about the new thing that you guys, I know you guys are really looking into is brain health and what's been going on in brain health. And I know you're going to be, you're one of the major sponsors of our Aging in Place workshop on August 12th, Saturday, guys. August 12th, Saturday. It's in the magazine. And you'll be bringing in a national, one of your national AARP.
Absolutely. Yep. We're bringing in a couple of national speakers in August and September for in-person events that we definitely, you know, want to make sure your listeners don't miss. One is AARP's top brain health expert, Sarah Locke. She's coming in August, and as you said, she's going to be one of our featured guests at Your Generations Magazine Aging in Place workshop on August 12th. So that's going to be great at Ala Moana Hotel. Hope you don't mind my pitching that she's also going to be speaking at the Okinawan Center in Waikele on August 11th. And we will also have her participating in events in Hilo and Maui. So she's an expert in how to take care of your brain, you know, brain exercises, the right foods to eat, getting enough rest, all the things we need to know to keep our brains sharp as we age. So I know between you and I, that's probably something we got to work on, or at least for me, Percy.
Oh, absolutely. But I tell my wife all the time, there's only so much stuff I can pack in my brain. So sometimes when she comes home from work, she wants to talk about a lot of things. And I try to retain as much as possible. I do tell her up front sometimes, listen, honey, I had a busy day. I had a lot to think about. I can only pack so much in my brain. So I'm sorry if I don't remember what you tell me right now. So, but it's so true. But yes, please have, you know, Craig Gima, your marketing guy, send me all the information. We'll promote it on the radio show. It's something that I think we want to promote and get people out there, and it's exciting. When I heard that you're bringing in Sarah, I was like, wow.
Sarah Locke.
Oh, no, my absolutely. Goodness. Absolutely. In fact, we want to see if you have time, Wednesday or Thursday, we want to see if she can come on the radio show. We can call in.
Okay.
But that would be great. We're slowly getting.
I'll definitely have Craig figure that out.
Traction. I think more and more we can get it out there, more we can promote all this information out there. It's so valuable. And, you know, we're seeing a lot more early onset Alzheimer's dementia as well. So we got to get people start thinking about this issue a lot earlier. But so don't forget, guys, mark it down. August 12th, it's 8:30 to 2:30. Be early, stay late, bring a friend. We have 6 workshop rooms going on at one time. And so no one person can watch 6 rooms at one time. So bring a few friends. Bring a bag. The hotel does validate parking in the hotel, but it's really important to search these speakers out, take in this great information. We have about 18 different respected trusted professionals talking about all the issues of aging. So our website, generations808.com, has all the facts. And in fact, this issue right now that's out, the May-June issue, has the spreadsheet in there. And also our July-August issue will have the spreadsheet of that. And we will be giving out, we will have a printed flyer that day. And so thanks to AARP, thanks to Financial Benefits Insurance, thank you to my Medicare buddy, Martha Klopin, because without the sponsors, we couldn't do this for free. And it's an all-day event, so please check it out. But anyway, AARP does so much, Kaylee. I know we have a lot to talk about. Hopefully we can fit everything in, but another big thing we're seeing now is fraud, and seniors are just big targets on their backs. Can you tell me what you folks are doing with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Percy, one of the things for folks to keep in mind is that scammers are out to take money from anybody and everybody they can. So interestingly enough, a lot of young people also are subject to scam. The challenge is they might not have as much savings and resources. So the challenge for older adults is we tend to have a little bit more money saved over time. But at the same time, we can be separated from those funds very easily. So AARP is also bringing in one of our top national fraud experts, Kathy Stokes, in September for a series of workshops to fight back against scams. AARP has what we call the Fraud Watch Network. and Kathy's in charge of this, and she's going to talk about the latest scams and give participants information they can use to help protect themselves and their families from becoming victims of fraud. So we'll definitely have information about that at the event on August 12th, so we can hand that out to people and make sure they know about the events coming up in September. Again, those will be in person, and it'll be about, you know, fighting fraud. The only way, the only person that can keep you from being a victim of a fraudulent scam is yourself. You know, is being aware of what to watch for, you know, being skeptical. In Hawaii, a lot of folks are very open and trusting, and, you know, it's really how to make sure you pay close attention, and there's a lot of red flags, and she's going to share what those red flags are.
And I know you do a lot of events on caregiving and everything else, but how do people sign up for these events?
Sure. Well, one of the things that they can do is go to this website. It's aarp.org/local, L-O-C-A-L, or they can just go to aarp.hi website, or our AARP Hawaii Facebook page and click upcoming events. So the upcoming events tab will take you to events that AARP is offering, and people are able to find out all of the upcoming, you know, activities. The other thing we would really highly recommend, Percy, is to have people sign up to get our email.
Yes,
I
do that.
That's another way for you to hear about it. You don't have to go look for what's coming up. You can get a little notice. We don't barrage you with emails on this. It's just information that we will send you about upcoming events, and they can get our email newsletter. We send it out twice a month of all our upcoming events at aarp.org/yes, Y-E-S, to the number 2, email, E-M-A-I-L. So that's Y-E-S 2, the number 2, email, and there's instructions there on how to opt in for local email.
Yeah, I get that email as well, and that's how I keep up to date.
Good.
So I tell my workshop. I do my workshop, you know, every month now. It's called the Realities of Aging. We do it on the third Wednesday of the month. You might want to have one of the AARP people come out and speak to our little audience. We have a small group, but we kind of drill down to specifics what people are looking for. But getting on this email list, guys, is critical. And I tell people after we finish the workshops, you know, all the attendees, now you're equipped with more information, and please pass it on to all your friends, neighbors, and people at church, because it's very vital. It's where do you find this information, right? And besides the email, guys, if you're over 50 or if even if you're in your 40s, which I did, I signed up with AARP as a member. In my 40s, I got into this business at 42. And I started following you folks. I got the magazine, but you just can't get the member benefit because until you're, what, 50, 55?
50.
Yeah, so get the magazine, because what we're seeing, Kelly, is that a lot of our readers are younger today because they're dealing with their parents or grandparents. So your AARP magazine, all your events are great workshops. I like your in-person workshops because, you know, you can retain more. And you can see the speaker and talk to the speaker possibly, but I know you have small exhibitors over there, but it is so critical, guys. They are a major resource for information in Hawaii, and you guys do workshops quite a bit every year. But anyway,
absolutely.
You guys are
and I appreciate your bringing that up, because you don't have to wait till you're 50 to one, they also don't have to be a member to attend our events, and all our events are free, Percy. You know, the truth is, whatever we do for older adults actually is going to benefit younger people as well, like you said. You know, we're clear that most people either have been a caregiver, will become a caregiver, or will have someone caring for them. So, you know, having a lot of information out there about caregiving, like what you do and a whole bunch of others, is critical. But could I talk about something coming up right away in July?
Yes, please do.
Okay, cool. This one's going to be virtual, though, Percy. So we're wanting, so one of the things that people need to start thinking about, believe it or not, even if you're younger, is about retirement. And so in July, we have Saturdays where we're going to do virtual workshops related to preparing for retirement. So one of those, one of the topics, for example, is 10 steps to get ready for retirement. We're going to explain the role of Social Security and Medicare in your retirement planning. A lot of folks don't realize, you know, depending on when you choose to get your benefits, could in fact result in your shorting yourself and how much more you can get if you wait longer. So there's really big decisions that people have to should take regarding Social Security and when they should, again, make sure they claim their Medicare benefits. Because if they miss the windows, it could hurt them drastically. So it's important for people to start working on that early on before retirement. So this is kind of pre-retirement session. So that's in Saturdays throughout July. And again, people can find out about that by going to ARP.Hawaii website and the ARP Hawaii Facebook page. Thank you for letting me.
No, like absolutely. That's what I wanted you to hear, was you have all the information. But yeah, guys, it's so critical. I when I do workshops, as I speak around town quite a bit, is that I tell people, listen, more people spend more time planning a vacation to Vegas than they do about the retirement planning. Yeah. And it's really, really critical. You can't start retirement planning at 60 and you're going to retire at 65. You got to start earlier. Because of what I do, I've been thinking about retirement for a long time, but I just realized, and talking to my wife, we're both the same age, 63, it'll be a few years before we can retire because of what we do. And this demographic of aging is going to live longer, going to need more information. So, and I do spend quite a bit of my time counseling families on long-term care planning, because that's something that a lot of people don't think about. As you mentioned, everybody at some point is going to be a caregiver. But they need to be cared for themselves, and I tell people it's a family issue. How are we going to navigate that if you have children, especially? But you also, so your financial workshop will talk about Medicare and retirement planning and saving,
Social Security, and retirement savings. I mean, for you know, one of the things as an example, Percy, that we were able to get past last year. Is a retirement savings. So it's not a program that, you know, you can start now, even if you're 60. If you didn't save for retirement, do start now, but you're going to have to put a whole lot away. But we passed legislation because we want people in their 20s and 30s now to have an easy way to save for retirement so that when they get older, they're not retiring into poverty because Social Security is not enough. So we were able to pass legislation that's going to enable the state legislature, the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, to create a retirement savings program for small businesses that do not, you know, are unable to provide retirement payroll deductions for their employees because it's just too costly. Yes. And there's a lot involved. So we're looking forward to that happening, but there's a lot that ARP does and folks might not be aware of that we do a lot at the state legislature and, you know, in trying to get bills that help kupuna and caregivers. So for us, as an example, if you don't mind me going into what our priorities are for that. Okay. one is affordable housing. The other is helping kupuna who need care and their family caregivers. Which you just talked about, how to remain in their homes and be financially secure. so we just want to make sure that they're able to remain in their homes and live the life they choose as they age. So one of the important things, for example, Governor Josh Green just signed two bills into law that will help kupuna in affordable housing and get kupuna who are homeless off the street.
Yeah, that's big. I like that little temporary or not permanent facility he has down across from Queens, right next to his house. They're housing some homeless because before COVID, I would go every quarter to the homeless shelter downtown by Ivale, and me and my son, he was a Boy Scout then, would hand out meals, and we went every quarter, every two or three times a year. And the last time we went, one of the supervisors said, okay, we need three scouts and three parents to go serve the gentleman in the back area. And so I asked the supervisor, I thought they normally come up to the counter and grab their food. He goes, oh, no, those guys back there, they need help. Most of them have dementia, and they can't come up here. We don't want to bother anybody. So you go over and deliver it to them. And I said, you have dementia. How do they get here? And the supervisor says, we see a guy on the street or a lady on the street, complain, HPD picks him up, takes him to Queens, get him stabilized, and give him a taxi ride to the shelter in Ivale. As I was wondering, how do they get there? And that's what happens. So having that little shelter down the street across from Queens is great. I applaud Josh Green for doing that and really moving the needle a little bit quicker. On homelessness and affordable housing, because that is huge.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we're going to get Hawaiian Homelands going as well.
You know? Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And the legislature put a lot of money in there for Hawaiian homes. And again, put some dedicated funds. We'd like more to have been allocated, but, you know, it's a start, and it's called basically supportive housing, and it enables people who are potentially about to be evicted to be able to enter into this program. The idea is to try to catch people before they're homeless, because once they are evicted and homeless, it just is much, much more difficult to help folks, partly because of just the impact it has on the stress level and, you know, impact about how you're feeling. And can be so much more difficult.
Yeah, circumstances happen to people, certain people, and you know, sometimes a lot of is unavoidable, and it's unfortunate that it happens. But I know before we take a break, I want to know about some fun classes you're going to be doing. I see you're having some fun classes like origami.
Yes, yes. So absolutely, we want to mix in fun with everything else. So we've got some fun online events coming up in July as well. So as you mentioned, one is called Easy Origami Workshop, where we're going to teach people how to make a aloha shirt bag and an origami picture frame. So that'll be fun, and that's coming up on Wednesday. The other thing we have, the pandemic got folks really interested in exercise, so we've got a series of exercise and Zumba classes, including, Percy, a Zumba class to K-pop music in July.
So, ooh, I know you like to dance.
I do love to dance, yes. You and I have not had a chance to dance with one another, but we do love to dance. And the other thing we have coming up is our free movies for grown-ups. So definitely fun things as well as serious.
When is a free movie? I've been to that, and you usually choose really good movies. When is that coming up?
You know, I'll have Craig get that information for you. We do one about one a quarter, and we try to spread them out on Oahu and the neighbor islands. Yeah,
that's a good one, guys.
We have some really good movies. Yes.
That's a really good one, guys. So get on the ARP email.
Exactly,
Kelly. We're gonna take a short break. So hang tight, guys. We'll be right back.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling your friends, guys. We're here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on 101.1 or Spectrum 883, or go to www.generations808.com and check out our website. All our workshops are there. All our past radio shows are there. So once this show airs, it'll be up on our website within a week. I did want to let you know as well, our Aging in Place workshop, it's our 15th year doing it, guys, at the Almond Hotel, August 12th. It's a Saturday. It's all day. Bring a friend or friends, because there's 6 workshops going on at one time and with over 50 exhibitors there in the big room. And of course, ARPR, one of our title sponsors, will be bringing in Sarah. Sarah Locke. I was thinking Sarah Polk. Sarah Locke be coming in talking about brain health. And also the third Wednesday of every month, our Generations Magazine's Realities of Aging workshop is at the Almond Hotel as well. The July events on July 19th and September will be September 20th. They have a morning session and an afternoon session, guys. So we'll talk a lot of different things regarding to aging, from Medicare to Medicaid, Social Security, long-term care insurance, long-term care planning, elder abuse, fall prevention, a lot of nonprofits and city and state agencies that provide services for seniors. So it's a lot, guys. Bring a friend as well. Bring somebody to write with. You can come to any session you want, morning, afternoon. Some people come to every session because we just cover so many different topics. And we kind of like to talk to the audience about what concerns they have and what kind of needs they have and what kind of wants they have. So it's a great little small event that we do. We drill down to more personal things where we listen to other people's stories and provide solutions and options for them and resources. So those are going on. And, for a lot of people, they don't know where to go, guys. So generation808.com is our website. Has a lot of resources there. And it's something that I think everybody should. You can even watch it on your phone and all our radio shows. So anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks for telling your friends. ARP Hawaii does so much here, and I'm very happy to have known Kaylee. I did dance with Kaylee before at our friend Rita Bell's birthday party. She's a great dancer, guy. I'm sure you used to dance a lot, like I did when I was in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. Rumors was my favorite place besides the Point After back in the day, but... Yeah, it's we're I don't, you know, when people call me uncle, I look around, who are you calling uncle, you know? seriously. I golf with about 3, 4, 5 guys that are 70 to 73. Our best golfer in our club is 74, 75. Seriously, he's like a 12, 13 handicap. But yeah, I hope to be there in 10 years, 15 years from now, still playing, still walking. Like I like to walk golf, but guys, we're all getting older to a certain extent. So we have to eat healthier. We need to keep up to date, do fun things like origami and Zumba. I've done Zumba before. Our friend does that, and wow, it's a lot of fun. And Now you had mentioned before we went to break, your Zumba class does K-pop?
K-pop music.
Oh, wow.
Yes, K-pop music.
I gotta look for that because I love to dance. Like I was telling my wife last week, it was her girlfriend wanted to go learn the ballroom dance. I said, "Oh, I love the ballroom dance." She goes, "But their husbands don't want to go." So I looked at her and said, "See how special I am? I want to go." I tell
She's
her,
"Lucky, oh, right?" She's
yeah. Lucky. Well, I've always loved to dance, you know, back in the day. But it's just something that my parents were really role models. You know, my father, you know, my parents were master bridge players. And, you know, my dad tells a story about how he learned to play bridge. And I said, "Why is that?" "Because I wouldn't learn bridge." He goes, "Because my dad played a lot of, he was a really great tennis player. He played golf and softball. And he wanted to do something with my mom so she wouldn't get so mad at him always playing sports." And they became master bridge players. In fact, I tell the story all the time. I told him, he started going on cruises. I said, "Well, Dad, you got to go to Alaska. It's a great cruise because I've been on a cruise. It's fantastic." So well, that's a good idea, son. So they went on a cruise. They came back. And he goes, "So, Dad, how was the cruise and where did you guys go?" He goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Didn't you get off the boat and go on tours?" He goes, "No." I said, "You went to Alaska for, 6, 7 days. You didn't get off the boat?" was no. I said, what'd you guys do? Well, we met up with five other couples that play bridge. They played bridge in the daytime. And, of course, you'll gamble at nighttime. I said, wow, that's amazing. They did go back a second time. They went off the boat and did some tours. It's amazing. You know, it's amazing. But, you know, we're all dealing with our parents now. And I know, Kelly, you're caregiving as well. Can you tell a little bit about what you're going through right now?
Yeah, well, the other thing is, the thing that maybe folks don't know about is my parents were also fantastic cribbage players.
Ooh.
And so it's one of our favorite family card games. My family caregiver, my mom, who will be 84 in July, a little over 3 years ago, she had a stroke. She was already kind of wheelchair bound, but could get around a bit. But now that she's had her stroke, we pretty much as a family have to do 24/7 care of our mom. And, you know, one of the things that we're very lucky is we have an extended family where a lot of us, like myself, my sister, my son, my daughter-in-law are all able to take turns and share the benefit of being able to have time with mom because we absolutely enjoy it. And at the same time, I think what, you know, one of my concerns and what I see with for folks who don't have that family support is how challenging it can be. You know, so things that ARP cares about is caregiver burnout, you know, folks just being overwhelmed with what's required and not being able to have the support to, in fact, you know, just have a day where you're able to focus on yourself. But we also have a lot of caregivers, Percy, who also hold down jobs. My sister works full time, but she also, you know, lives with my mom and works really hard to keep track of her caregiving. You know, the medicine, the doctor appointment, making sure all of us, you know when our shifts are. and then just the cost and how much, you know, one has to cover the cost for, you'd be surprised the types of supplies and how much you need to care for a loved one. So my sister and I just absolutely feel like we're the lucky ones that get to be able to spend time with mom like we do. We have two younger sisters who don't live here. Well, one's in Hilo and the other one's in Michigan. And we feel bad for them because they don't get to be with mom, you know, a week in and week out and day in and day out, but it can be very stressful. So, you know, for ARP, that's one of the things that we want to be able to focus on. Like I said, I just love being able to spend the time with my mom. But it is work, you know? And one of the things that I think folks don't realize is that there are a lot of family caregivers in Hawaii. So as an example, ARP estimate that there's about 154,000 caregivers in Hawaii, Percy. And if you look at how much time they put into caregiving, it's about 144 million hours of caregiving work each year that those family caregivers provide to their loved ones.
Absolutely. It's you know, we're one of the oldest states, and we, you know, average age is going up. And, you know, I think you're very fortunate to spend that time with them. And you're very fortunate you have siblings and your son. And you're right. When people look at caregiving as depressing, and it can be, don't get me wrong, but it is a great time to spend with your parents. I learned so much about my parents before they passed. Just by talking little things about them, nothing too deep, mm-hmm. but just, you know, where they've been, you know, their travels, why they like to gamble. I actually documented their lives before they passed, well, 10 years ago, where my dad grew up on a Big Island, and he was there at that 1946 tsunami. My mother walked through the fields going to school. So those kind of things you got to cherish. And you're right. They're very fortunate. You're very fortunate to be able to spend time with them and learn about what they went through. And so I did a documentary to pass on to my siblings and my nieces and my nephews.
Nice.
Took me 6 months. We had to gather up all the pictures from an 8mm video and pictures. We had to digitize all that stuff. But it's just something I think, you're right. Caregiving is huge. I preach about that because very few of us die right away. Most of us will not die right away. And we're going to need some form of caregiving services. And, you know, that's the way to do it. You know, tag team the care. But you had mentioned during the break that you're with the legislature, you're working on finding some tax credits. Explain that to me.
Well, yeah. No, what we do, you know, absolutely. Because, again, if these caregivers were actually paid for their work, it'd be valued at about $2.6 billion. Now, why is that? And, of course, they're not being paid. We're happy to care for our mom. But the truth of the matter is a lot of family caregivers spend about $7,000 of their own money each year in caregiving. So one of the things that we want to be able to look at is how to help reduce those challenges, the cost, the stress. You know, some of that is, by your caring for your parents or our caring for our mom here at home, it makes it possible for her to not have to go to an expensive nursing home, which would likely cost taxpayers an enormous amount of money because my mom doesn't have the funds for that. And so people can't afford nursing homes, so the taxpayers end up footing the bill. So that's why one of the things we want to do is make it so it's easier and affordable for people to care for their loved ones at home and not have them go to a nursing home. So the idea is we're going to try to get legislation passed. It usually takes time. So I'm going to say next year, but it's likely going to take longer. But getting a state tax credit so that people can be able to, again, put in for a tax credit of a certain amount, say 50% of their actual expenditures, with a maximum of, say, you know, $5,000, whatever the legislature is open to looking at, is to be able to have that, have them be able to submit and qualify for a caregiver tax credit. Now, ARP is also looking at doing that on a federal level. But we want to make sure that Hawaii looks at, you know, the legislature and governor look at potentially supporting a tax credit of that size, that type, for caregivers in Hawaii as well. So that's something we're going to be interested in trying to get introduced and passed next year.
Yeah, that's huge. And Hawaii leads the country in a lot of different healthcare positions and programs. I think we were the first state to require companies, if you work 20 hours, to have medical in the country.
Yeah.
We have great caregiver programs. Unfortunately, a lot of our population is older, and it's something that, let me know, I'll work with you, help you promote that. It is big. It is huge. And how can more people help out with this?
Well, one of the things is what we would love to do is have people contact our, especially in that particular case, if you're willing to help share your caregiver story, that we can then make sure we can use the real person stories is so important, Percy, as you know, for legislators and decision makers to hear that. We would love for them to email us at aarphi@arp.org or our advocacy director, asuganakagawa@aarp.org. And what that does, it allows us to know you're interested. Again, you don't have to be someone who wants to go to the legislature, but if you do, let us know. But just being able to have us, you share your story with us and tell us about your caregiving experience, and how, for example, a tax credit would be helpful, that's information. So, Percy, I'll definitely want to get on your show as we get closer to the details of this. So be sure to invite me back.
Oh, absolutely. we probably got to partner and do an AARP page in my magazine, Generations Magazine, to list all this information, list all the details, all the contact information. It's just critical. We got to get this movement going. And it's one of the things that my goal is for next year is to really get ramp up the marketing, ramp up the communication with all of our population over 50 to really take this to heart, take it serious, start planning and support our politicians and the governor and the mayor with all these initiatives. It's just something I think I've been preaching this for years, and mm-hmm. something that AARP has always been here, and we want to move the needle a little bit more, as they say. But it's just so critical down the road for our future, our kids' futures. The big topic that I know that everybody talks about whenever I do workshops, even when I play golf or softball, guys always go back to, when did you take Social Security? Did you take Social Security yet? And you hear, oh, yeah, I did that because I might not live long enough. And I have people say, oh, I delayed my taking my Social Security. But it's something that I know AARP has thought about. And what's going on with your initiative regarding Social Security and funding Social Security down the road?
There's two things that we're actually working on with Social Security. One is, one of the challenges often is having Congress fund the Social Security Administration, separate from what you get for benefits, but just the overall operations. One of the things that we're seeing is that kupuna who call in to the Social Security, or actually people with disabilities as well, is calling into Social Security Administration. The average wait time is 35 minutes to be on hold to actually get an answer. And, our hope is to work with Congress to say, hey, fund the Social Security Administration so they can adequately actually meet the needs of people who are eligible and able to begin getting their benefits. Again, especially if you're suddenly disabled and need to get Social Security disability payments, the backlog is months and sometimes more than a year. So they have had situations where, regrettably, people have passed before they were able to actually get their benefits approved. So, that backlog is something that we're wanting to address and looking at that. So we'll be starting a small campaign on that issue with Senator Schatz at some point. But again, even on the issue of solvency, that's something we realize it's going to take a long time, Percy, because Congress is not going to, regrettably, take that issue on until it becomes more of a crisis.
Yes.
We'd love for people to have Congress take that issue on sooner than later. Hawaii's delegation have been supportive and, willing to address the issues, but it's something that Congress as a whole has to be willing to do. So we're definitely going to be interested in ensuring that the solvency issue is addressed before 2038. It'd be nice if it was, the 2030, but I can't say that for sure either. So one of the things that we're going to do, Percy, is just try to keep the issue of Social Security front and center, partly because of what we're hearing is a lot of young people are worried that Social Security isn't going to be around. And the truth of the matter is we have to work at it so that it is. They're paying into Social Security just as we have. We want to make sure Social Security is able and available to them when they retire. So that's a big issue that we'll be looking at trying to address.
Yeah, that's one of the big topics I started researching when I got into this business in 2002. And it's a hot potato for any president to come in. Nobody wants to deal with that, let alone for Medicare. But it's something that I think as our politicians get older, as it starts to conversation starts with their families and friends of their peers, their age, it's going to be actually something to be addressed. By the way, from what I understand, talking to Social Security here in Hawaii, if you call the main 800 number after 2 or 3 o'clock in Hawaii time, the 800 number rotates to Hawaii. So supposedly you get a local person on the phone if they answer the phone. I know they get several hundred calls a week. But mm-hmm. the rotation goes from the East Coast to the West Coast. And when the West Coast office closed down at 5 o'clock, it was supposed to rotate to Hawaii, to Hawaii office closed.
That's good.
So, yeah, that is an issue. It's hard to get a hold of people. You really can't go down to the office. But so that's why we have Jane Barigse, who writes for the magazine, and she will be at our workshop August 12th, guys. So you can have a contact right there. But that's what I heard from her. But, you know, Kelly, it's just something that I think we need to get people involved. We need to get all the people over 40 involved. Like I said, if you're not 50, you can't be a member, but you can get the magazine. You don't get member benefits. But for all their events, guys, ARP.org/local or ARP.org/Hawaii. But fortunately for you guys, if you can't write all this stuff down, just go to generations808.com. This radio show, we post it on our website within a week. Because we have covered a lot of content today, Kelly, and you must be tired. My brain is kind of racked already. Just thinking about, wow, how do you guys put all this stuff together? And thanks to Jackie Boland, who I know does a lot of the logistics for these workshops, but it's just amazing. It's a lot of stuff.
No, absolutely. And thank you, Percy. You know, it can be overwhelming oftentimes for people, and they're like, they just want to throw up their hands. The one thing is, I want to let you and them know, is ARP doesn't give up. You know, we're in it for the long haul.
Oh, yeah.
We know it takes years for things to get passed. You know, that prepaid health care act you were talking about that Hawaii passed, it took 10 years to get it passed. So just one last thing, I know we're wrapping up, is I just want to make sure if people wanted to know more about Social Security and what we're doing on that, they can go to ARP.org/YOUEARNEDIT. YOUERNEDIT. You earned it. And we want to make sure people know that ARP is there and is right beside them, looking to make sure they benefit from all that they've put into Social Security.
That's so important, guys. So check it out, ARP Hawaii. I just Google ARP and I get all the information. But on a lighter note, before we end our show, I did want to mention, you know, when we put Henry Capone on our cover early this year, I got to know him, and he just sent me information today. There are 50 years of the Songs of C&K, a lifetime party tour. It's August 26th at the Waikiki Shell. Google that. You can get the dates and times and for tickets. But, I mean, us guys grew up with Henry.
Yep. High school days.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. So check it out, guys. Anyway, Kelly, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're caregiving. But, God, so much stuff you guys do. I'm getting tireless. So much stuff. But I give you a lot of credit.
Bless you, and thank you, Percy.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, guys, have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.